Welcome, dear listeners, to another intriguing episode of MC Campground Chronicles, the podcast that brings you the most compelling stories from across the campgrounds of America. We're brought to you by Modern Campground, your one-stop resource for state-of-the-art campground operations. Today, we take you to the heart of dry, sun-baked Arizona, where the desert landscapes hold a beauty all their own, and the sunsets are the stuff of watercolor dreams. The scene of our story today is the aptly named Saguaro Solitude Campground, a haven of tranquility nestled amidst the towering cacti and rugged canyons of this enchanting southwestern state. At the helm of Saguaro Solitude is the indomitable Zinnia Blackwood, a woman who turned her back on city life to embrace the wild, open landscapes of Arizona. With her fiery red hair, freckled complexion, and eyes that sparkle with an untamed spirit, Zinnia is as much a part of the Arizona landscape as the saguaro cacti that give her campsite its name. She welcomes her guests with the warmth of the desert sun, her laughter echoing across the barren expanses, much like a comforting lullaby. But don't be fooled by her radiant smile and hospitable nature. Running a campground in the midst of Arizona's dry season is no walk in the park. Zinnia, however, isn't one to back down from a challenge. And today, dear listeners, you will hear a tale of resilience, ingenuity, and more than a little rain.
As Zinnia Blackwood, I'll begin by saying that life in Arizona's desert isn't for the faint-hearted, especially when you're running a campground. The biggest challenge we faced was the lack of rain during the dry season. It's an issue that impacts not only the flora and fauna around us, but also the camping experience itself. No one, after all, enjoys a dust-filled camping trip with wilted vegetation around. Besides, the risk of wildfires was always an imminent threat, a grim specter that loomed over our heads as the days grew hotter and drier. There were times when I felt utterly helpless, watching the sun-baked earth crack open in desperate search for water. My campers, too, felt the pinch. The dry spell upset the delicate balance of our desert ecosystem. The hum of insects was conspicuously absent, wildflowers wilted before they could bloom, and wildlife sightings grew rarer. The lack of campfire, a camping staple, due to the dry spell and wildfire risk was a downer. We needed a solution, and we needed it fast. Countless hours were spent pondering over possible solutions. We considered everything, from importing water from nearby towns to building an artificial pond to catch and store what little rain we did get. But the logistics of these solutions were either too expensive or not sustainable in the long run. We needed something that not only addressed the immediate issue but also brought our campers together, turning this problem into an opportunity. It was then that the idea struck me. What if we celebrated the arrival of rain? A rain dance party, a festival of sorts that not only engaged our campers but also raised awareness about the significance of rain in desert ecosystems. It was an idea as wild and untamed as the land I loved so much. Implementing this idea was easier said than done. There were skeptics, of course, those who laughed at the idea of a rain dance bringing any change. But I was undeterred. We set about organizing the event, pooling resources, and spreading the word. We faced many roadblocks, from logistical issues to even a sudden sandstorm that almost put a stop to our preparations. But with each obstacle, our determination only grew stronger. As the day of the event grew closer, I could see a spark of anticipation in the eyes of my campers, a hope that maybe, just maybe, our efforts would pay off. And did they? Well, let me tell you, the day of the rain dance party was one I'll never forget. The sky was a harsh, unyielding blue, the sun blazing down on us, but as we danced and laughed, something incredible happened. Dark clouds rolled in, and soon it started to rain. It was like the desert had come alive, a symphony of sounds filling the air. There was jubilation, laughter, and a few tears. The impact was immediate. The campground was transformed, the dry, parched landscape replaced with vibrant, lush greenery. More than that, it brought our campers closer together, a sense of unity and camaraderie that only a shared experience can bring. The experience taught me a few things. I learned that every problem, no matter how insurmountable it seems, has a solution, sometimes as simple as a rain dance party. I learned that a sense of community is crucial, that my campers were as invested in Saguaro Solitude as I was. And, most importantly, I learned that nature, in its own time and way, will always provide. So my advice to fellow campground owners is this: do not be disheartened by the challenges you face. Embrace them, turn them into opportunities, and you'll see that even in the driest desert, it's possible to dance in the rain.
As we come to a close on this remarkable tale of resilience and creativity, we are reminded once again of the indomitable spirit of campground owners like Zinnia Blackwood. Her determination to face down the challenge of an arid desert, her courage to implement an unconventional idea, and her joy in celebrating the bounty of nature are an inspiration to us all. The rain dance party at Saguaro Solitude Campground was more than just an event. It was a testament to the power of community, a celebration of nature's bounty, and a declaration that even in the harshest of circumstances, life finds a way. We hope that Zinnia's story has given you, our listeners, insight into the creative problem-solving that campground owners undertake every day, whether it's the dry heat of Arizona or the biting cold of Alaska. Each campground comes with its unique set of challenges and rewards. The key, as Zinnia's story shows us, lies in embracing these challenges and turning them into an opportunity for growth, for unity, and for celebrating the beauty of our natural world. Thank you, dear listeners, for being a part of this incredible journey. We hope that these stories inspire you, intrigue you, and ultimately help you navigate the world of campground management. If you enjoyed this episode and found value in these stories, please remember to subscribe to the MC Campground Chronicles for more engaging narratives from the heart of America's campgrounds. As we sign off, let's carry with us the image of that Arizona desert, transformed by the magic of rain and the laughter and camaraderie of a community brought closer by shared experiences. And remember, no matter the challenge, as Zinnia showed us, there's always a chance to dance in the rain. Tune in to our next episode where we bring you another fascinating story from the campgrounds of America. Until then, happy camping!